The Bible Study Podcast, episode 400. Today, the Bible Study Podcast continues the study of Psalms with Psalm 66. Welcome to the Bible Study Podcast. As I said, this is episode 400. For those of you who have been around for a while and listened to all 400 episodes, my thanks and congratulations for that. We're going to celebrate this anniversary by doing a Bible study, as we always do. Today we're looking at a psalm. We don't know who the author of this psalm is, but it's a psalm of praise. Psalm 66. Shout for joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power that your enemies cringe before you. All the earth bows down to you. They sing praise to you. They sing praises to your name. I am particularly pleased that this psalm came up as I am recording this the day before Easter, and tomorrow I'm going to spend a lot of time in my church, Bethel Lutheran Church of Cupertino, singing praise to God. And this seems like a good warm-up to me that this just happened to be the psalm the day before Easter. Certainly on Easter morning, we are celebrating the great and powerful works of God, including the resurrection of Jesus. But there is so much for us to celebrate, and one of the reasons that we study the Bible is to remember what God has done, which gives us hope and faith that God can handle the things that we are running into. And I don't know about you, but we're running into a friend who is our age who has lung cancer now, a cousin who was supposed to have died, I think, 2 months ago now. They were ready to plan his funeral, but he seems to be recovering. So we're seeing all sorts of things going on in our lives, and it's good to do what the psalmist does, to remember the deeds of God, to remember the times that he has answered prayer. That niece who did get into the law school she was trying to get into, that daughter who did find a job, to remember that we lifted up prayers to God and that God answered, but also to remember the mighty deeds of God, including this psalmist then goes on to remember God's faithfulness in the wilderness to the people of Israel and remember the story of Exodus. And this is also Passover that we're recording this, and so it's good to remember that as well. And so the psalmist goes on, come and see what God has done, his awesome deeds for mankind. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the waters on foot. Come, let us rejoice in him. He rules forever by his power. His eyes watch the nations. Let not the rebellious rise up against him. So part of what we've gotten here in both these first two sections is remember how powerful God is, and then keep that in mind as you decide what you're going to do. That God's enemies are cringing before him. His eyes are on the nations. How much better would we behave if we remembered that God is watching? It's an interesting TED Talk I heard recently talking about lying and talking about cheating, and they did a study with cheating. And if you asked people to remember the Ten Commandments, they were less likely to cheat than if you asked them to remember 10 other things, because you put in their mind this construct of their beliefs, this construct of what good is, what right and wrong is. How much more so if we remember that God is living, alive, active, and powerful, should we remember that it does matter the decisions we make, that it does matter the choices we make. The psalmist continues, praise our God, all peoples. Let the sound of his praise be heard. He has preserved our lives and kept our feet from slipping. For you, God, tested us. You refined us like silver. You brought us into prison and laid burdens on our backs. You let people ride over our heads. We went through fire and water, but you brought us to a place of abundance. The psalmist seems to be recalling the time that the people of Israel spent in Egypt as slaves, as well as the time that they were delivered from it, a time of testing for them, a time when they were refined like silver. It is easy for us to appreciate the good times. It is difficult to appreciate the times that try us. It is difficult to appreciate the times that refine us. Refining is not pleasant. Testing is not pleasant. Trial is not pleasant. But God uses those times to improve us, uses those times to make us more of the people he wants us to be. As silver is refined, it loses some of the impurities. As we are refined, as we are disciplined by God, we lose some of those things that are not good or not important. And the psalmist continues, I will come to your temple with burnt offerings and fulfill my vows to you, vows my lips promised and my mouth spoke when I was in trouble. I will sacrifice fat animals to you and an offering of rams. I will offer bulls and goats. Come and hear, all you who fear God. Let me tell you what he has done for me. I cried out to him with my mouth. His praise was on my tongue. If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But God has surely listened and has heard my prayer. Praise be to God, who has not rejected my prayer or withheld his love from me. And so the psalmist says, I remember the time that I was in trouble. I remember that I made promises to you. I cried out to you when I was in trouble, and I said, if you get me out of this, I will. And the psalmist says, now I will be faithful to those promises. Yes, I made them in the midst of trouble, and yes, it'd be easy for me to change my mind now, but I remember those promises, and I'm going to do them. I'm going to be the person I promised you I would be when I cried to you for help. But now he turns to other people and says, you should come. Let me tell you what God has done. Let me tell you how God has been faithful. Because he remembers the faithfulness of God. And that is one of the reasons, again, that we do Bible study. To remember the faithfulness of God, not just to us, but to the people of God throughout history. To remember as he delivered the people of Israel from Egypt at the time of the first Passover. To remember that he has power over death itself, as he showed us in an empty tomb on Easter morning. To remember how he saved the disciples, to remember how he saves us today. That's worth telling. That's worth telling to people. If you knew what I knew, if you'd seen what I'd seen, you too would praise God. My prayer for you this week is that your mouth, as mine, would be filled with the praises of God, and that you and I would remember what God has done for his people and for us. With that, we're going to end this episode of the Bible Study Podcast. If you have any questions, send an email to host@thebiblestudypodcast.com, or better yet, leave a comment on this episode at thebiblestudypodcast.com. You can also follow me on Twitter or Instagram at Chris2X. And as always, thanks so much for listening.
In a recent survey, parents reported that 52% of homeschooled children need learning accommodations. These parents need practical advice, encouragement, and hope to fuel their homeschooling efforts. The Empowering Homeschool Conversations podcast is where parents gain wisdom on how to teach unique learners successfully at home, like Laura, who recently told us, I needed this episode. I don't need a fancy curriculum or need to be a special ed teacher to teach my son. You have given me hope. To listen now, go to Life Audio or search Empowering Homeschool Conversations on your favorite podcast app.